Welcome to day three, the intuition of your body. I love that. I love knowing that my body has an intuition. Most of us have been taught to take good care of our bodies, but the messages usually come to us from the outside, from teachers or doctors or so-called experts in the media. Seldom do we hear that to take the best care of our bodies, we should listen to messages from the inside. We are intuitive beings, and listening to what our bodies are saying really can be the greatest gift that you can give yourself. Yesterday, Deepak introduced us to Ayurveda. That's the science of life. Today, he takes us deeper into that journey and talks about the body switching points or doshas where thought translates to matter. As he explains, knowing our doshas helps us identify personal needs and other tendencies, and also about being aware of our predispositions. And that yields a greater understanding of ourselves and of other people. That's really what this journey is all about, understanding yourself and how that relates to others. So let's breathe and relax, get comfortable, as Deepak Chopra explains to us how important it is to pay attention to our body's inner intelligence. Then afterwards, we'll meditate together.
Noted physicist Albert Einstein once said, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant." We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Each of us possesses an inner wisdom of knowingness, of intuition, that can serve as our fail-safe guide. Intuition is that inner voice that beckons to be heard as we engage in our daily activities. Intuition can be trusted because it doesn't require processing by the higher brain. Our inner wisdom can enable us to make snap, accurate judgments that yield positive results. However, when we ignore our intuition, we lose our ability to feel out situations, which leads to decision-making guided by over-rationalization of our actions, even when we're wrong. And it's not just the domain of the few, psychics and other so-called seers. Instead, intuition is something we all possess. Intuition plays an important role in keeping our bodies balanced and helps lead us to perfect health. In Ayurveda, the world's most ancient health system, each person has a certain body type, a unique blueprint that outlines innate tendencies built into our systems at birth. These body types, Ayurveda affirms, originate at the meeting of mind and body, where thought turns into matter, a place that is occupied by operating principles called doshas. There are three doshas. Vata controls movement. Pitta oversees metabolism. And Kapha governs structure. All three are present in everyone. However, some of us tend to exhibit tendencies of one dosha, while others manifest a combination of two or even three. Overall, doshas facilitate the mind's dialogue with the body, and when they are in balance, they open up the possibility of a mind-body system that is always balanced, healthy, and evolving. Once we understand our doshas, we often see that our intuition has been teaching us the right ways to balance these tendencies and align with our bodies all along. Certain food choices, the type of exercise that feels just right for us, or how much we feel we need to sleep. All of these are the intuition at work, telling our unique bodies how best to stay healthy and balanced. As we prepare for meditation, let's consider today's centering thought. My mind and body are in perfect sync. My mind and body are in perfect sync. Now let's begin. Please sit comfortably. Close your eyes and place your hands on your knees or in your lap. Take a deep inhalation. Then let it go. Do that several more times. Inhale slowly and deeply. And then release. With each inhalation and exhalation, allow yourself to be more at peace. Now, gently introduce the mantra. It is the sound Sham that is associated with the third eye chakra, the site of intuition and inner wisdom. Repeat the mantra silently to yourself. Sham. 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 Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, sensations in your body, or noises in the environment, simply return your attention to mentally repeating the mantra. Sham. Sham. Continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and at the end you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Sham. 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 Now silently in the mind. it's time to release the mantra. Please bring your awareness back into your body. Take a moment to rest. When you're ready, gently open your eyes. As you continue with your day, listen for your intuition and contemplate the centering thought. My mind and body are in perfect sync. My mind and body are in perfect sync. My mind and body are in perfect sync. Namaste.